Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Lech Lecha, and Bezras Hashem, look forward to a Parsha which finally brings us to Klal Yisrael. It said that when the Chedushei Harim came to Parshas Lech Lecha, he said, "Oh, yes, vert lichtig." Now we're introduced to Klal Yisrael. He said, "Two shvera parshas, those." Parshas Bereishis, the Averis that I mentioned there, and Parshas Noach, the punishments that I mentioned there. And finally we come to Avraham Avinu, and Yetzvert Lechtig. So let's talk a little about the Parsha, a little about the beginning, a little about the end. Let's start this time from the end. At the end we have the Mitzvah of Bris Milah. The Mitzvah of Bris Milah is given to Avraham Avinu, and with great joy he goes and performs the bris, not only on himself and on his son Yishmael, but on his avodim as well. Later, in Parshas Vayera, Yitzchak Avinu was born. And the pasuk there says, Vayasuda b'yayim higamel es Yitzchak, that he made a suda b'yayim higamel es Yitzchak, on the day that higamel es Yitzchak, Rashi learns, it means it was the day he weaned, that Yitzchak was weaned from nursing his mother. That is the approach or the mahalach of Rashi. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed, it's in the Daf Sukein by Tosfos on the Pasuk as well, it says, V'yayim Yigamol means on the day of the bris. V'yayim He Gimel Mol. On the eighth day, Avraham Avinu did a Suda for Yitzchak. As a matter of fact, this is brought lahalacha. The Gain, the Gra, in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Bris Milah, Reis HaMachesiv Vav, the Gra Siv Katan, I believe it's Mem Zayin, says the source for the mitzvah to make a Suda at a bris is the fact that Avraham Avinu made a bris, B'yayim Higamel Es Yitzchak. Kasha. If it's a mitzvah to make a Suda on the day of a bris, why did Avraham Avinu wait till Parshas Vayera to make a Suda? Why did the Torah wait till there to tell us he made a Suda? Why not in this week's Parsha? Avraham Avinu made a bris here as well. Why not bring it here in this week's Parsha? It's a Gevaldik Akasha, which I saw in the Sefer Gan Noel, and Tzorach Bir. It definitely needs an explanation as to why the Suda is there and the Suda is not here. I mentioned it to a friend today, and he said, well, in this week's parasha, he was busy. He had to do so many bris. And sometimes you see a male, he comes to a bris, and then he runs out. He has another bris. Avraham Avinu had a lot of other bris. And maybe he couldn't stay for the Suda. Maybe it's not a satisfying teretz. Rabbeinu Bachya, in this week's parasha, Perek Yudzayin Pasuk Yud Gimel, says that when a father brings his son to a bris milah, it's like bringing a carbon. It's like bringing a carbon. And you know what? Just like a carbon can't be brought until it's 8 days old, that's merum is in effect. A mila is l'shmeina. And Rabbeinu Bachya says that's why there's a suda. The suda is because by a carbon there's a mitzvah of achila. So the same thing by a bris mila, there's a mitzvah to have a suda. I would add, we have a Kabbalah that there's a mitzvah of hatafas dam bris by a bris mila, that there has to be blood by a bris mila. The same thing by a carbon. Zrika is the mechaper. The spritzing of the blood is the mechaper. Here also you need hatafas dam bris. It's very similar. Now, of course, we know that the sandik's knees are considered, the sandik's lap is considered like a mizbeach. It's nimshal a mizbeach. And vaita, the mushel to carbon. A father stands over the bris, just like a kohen, just like the bala carbon has to be there, bishas, that his carbon is brought. So that, the bris mila, is a form of carbon. The Gemara says, Alecha haragnu kol hayayim. So bris mila, father brings his 8-day-old baby. You have a young father, he's 22 years old, he has a baby. And look, without question, every member of Klal Yisrael, we go, we bring our baby to do a bris milah. It's a mesiras nefesh. And that mesiras nefesh is ke'en a type of a carbon. It's yitachin, it is possible. That idea that a bris milah k'karben is dafka when a father does a bris on his son. When he does a bris on his father's son, that's like a carbon. It is a mitzvah of suda. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Gra that I mentioned earlier, in Reish Samachay, Sivkat Mem Zayin, he taka says, the mitzvah of suda is when a father brings his son to a bris. So maybe that's why it's brought in Parshas Vayera, when he does a bris for Yitzchak, there it's clear. The suda is for bringing his son to bris milah. Going to the beginning of the parasha, we have the mitzvah for the very first time of Aliyah le'Eretz Yisrael. Lech Lecha is a mitzvah to move to Eretz Yisrael. But it's interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to move to Eretz Yisrael and gives him motivations. Because over there, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, there you'll get wealthy, there you'll have children, there, Ve'etiva, Ve'agadla Shemecha, there everything is going to happen to you. It's interesting. Very often, when people talk about moving to Eretz Yisrael these days, they talk about running away from the Golus, from the Goyish Golus. The whole world is moving away from the Torah values, even those values which the secular world had honored for a very long time. And they're moving away from those secular values. So the people are running to Eretz Yisrael as a haven. And it bothers me, because you're not supposed to run into a shul because it's raining outside. You're supposed to run into a shul because you recognize the kedusha of the shul. Are you running to Eretz Yisrael because it's raining outside? A person should move to Eretz Yisrael for the kedusha. So it's a ketzas nechama. We find even when Avram went to Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem said, Lech Lecha, he said, go, and there you'll be saved from the difficulties that you had. So maybe it's not such an avla that people go to be saved from difficulties. However, as a matter of fact, Avram Avinu didn't do it. The Pasuk says that Avram went to Eretz Yisrael, Kasha Tziva Oisa Yalekim. He went to Eretz Yisrael not because he's going to get a prize for going to Eretz Yisrael. He went to Eretz Yisrael because he understood that's Ratzon Hashem. If that's Ratzon Hashem, then he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So that it may be that there's certain motivations to go that might spur you on to go. But when you go, a person should go l'shem shemayim. We have two thoughts on the parasha that I'd like to share with you, and that questions that need an answer. Question number one. In Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Tezvav, Avram Avinu is shown Eretz Yisrael, Tzafayna v'negba v'kedma v'yama, which means north and south, east and west. That's the order in which Avraham Avinu was shown Eretz Yisrael, north, south, east, west. Okay, gvaldik. By Yaakov Avinu, in Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Yudavid, the famous Pasuk Ufaratzta, Yama v'kedma tzafayna v'negba. There the order is different. Yama v'kedma tzafayna v'negba. There the order is west, east, north, south. West, east is first. Avram, north, south is first. A little strange. Reb Tzadik in Divrei Seifrim at the end of Ois Lamed Zayin marks this and says mysteriously the following words. He says, Avram Avinu is shayach l'tzafim v'darim. Avram Avinu is appropriate to start with north and south. And Yaakov shayach l'mizruch amarav. Yaakov is more shayach to east-west. Why Avram is more north-south, Yaakov is east-west, I don't know. But okay, kachem hadvar. That's not what I want to ask. What bothers me is in Tilum, Perakuv Zayim, Pasuk Gimel, there it says about going to Eretz Yisrael, Me'aratzeis kipsa mi mizrach umi marav mi tzafan umi yam. We say this in Davening. Mi mizrach umi marav mi tzafan umi yam. That doesn't make sense. Mi mizrach from east, mi marav from west. Mitzafim from north, umiyam, the yam is weiter west. It should say, Mimizrachu Mimayar, Misafenu Midarim. What does it mean? Umei Arosais Kitsa, Mimizrachu Mimayar, Misafenu Miyam? Pella. Pella, double pella. Perhaps we can answer as follows. When we learn Yirmiyah, we learned that a Kaddish Baruch Hu said, Mitzafen Tipasecha, Midarim, Mitzafen Tipasecha Ra, I'm sorry. From the north, Tipasecha Ra, the evil will come. Now, Nebuchadnezzar will attack from the north. The Kasha is, Bavel is not the north. Babylonia is due east of Eretz Yisrael. It's not north. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden answers, it's true that Bavel is east of Eretz Yisrael, but you want to travel from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, especially in ancient days, you didn't go straight west to Eretz Yisrael. You would have to cross the Arabian Desert. You can't cross a desert. To get from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you have to first go up north, and then go east, and then mitzafa into Pasara, from the north, come down to Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk describes the route of travel. Maybe that's the pshat. May Aratzis Kipsam, mi Mizrachu, mi Marav, mitzafa nu miyam. Jews who are in the south, in Africa, they want to come to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to travel through the Sinai Desert. No, they'll take a boat, and they'll come from the Mediterranean. So maybe that's why the south is mentioned as Umayyam. Perhaps a thought, but certainly a good cash. And finally, my fourth thought of the week. So we spoke about Mila, about moving to Eretz Yisrael, about the directions. Four thoughts this week. The fourth is, in Peretz Ayin Pasuk Yud Aleph, if we have Hagar running away. Why is she running away from Sarah? Because Sarah is causing her pain. So Hashem says, Shuv el gevirtech, v'sani tachas yadeha. Go back to her, even though she causes you pain. And then Hashem says, you'll have a son, v'koros shema Yishmael, v'koros shema Yishmael, ki shama Hashem el onyech. Because God heard your pain. I don't understand. Where in these psukim did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer her tefillah? Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer her? She didn't daven for children. She ran away because she was in pain. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shuva gavirtech visani tachas yadeha. And she will continue to cause you pain, but go back anyway. So what does it mean? Kishama Hashem? Hashem listened to your pain? Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond to the tsar that she had with a message of redemption? There was no message of redemption. There was no message that the pain will stop. Seems to be a difficulty in Poshet Pshat in the Pesukim. I imagine if someone asked the question, but since I have not yet been Zeicha to see who asked the question, I leave it for you for homework for the coming Shabbos Kodesh. And with that, I want to remind everyone to vote. Klal Yisrael has to stand up for what we believe in. To vote, it's a mitzvah. How much of a mitzvah? Adam Godel once said, is voting a mitzvah like eating matzah? No. It's a mitzvah like eating mara. Sometimes a bitter matzah. And you got to do what you got to do. And so, do this very special mitzvah and have an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.